Good morning, my second Bible Tia Daf Chet. And we're starting at the bottom third of Daf Zayin Amud Bet. We're still in this discussion over here. We had a three machloket, well, with three answers yesterday. But we're with a daya, and if you are Yotze, machloket Rabbi Yossi Chachamim, how do you understand Rabbi Yossi? Is Rabbi Yossi Choshesh Le Piraon? Is he worried about the document not be paid? We saw three ways. the Gemara said, the one who changed the shittas. Then we saw that Rav Papa said, don't change the shittas, and the brighter was just Rav Yossi. Then we had Ravinu who said, change the shittas, but change the first brighter. And dedicate the shir to Ilu Nishmot, everyone who's died in this war, to the Chayalim and the civilians. Tzuim should all be healed and recover quickly. And the Chatufim mentioned Daniel, Shimon ben Sharon, and other Chatufim. And everyone should be Matzliach, and we should sort this out as quickly as possible. Rabbi Lazar says, what's the machloket, yeah? When they're actually arguing over a star. Right? So it says like this, Bishnei Marikim Etofes, Bishnei Betorif. The machloket is if they're both holding a star and they're fighting. We explained yesterday the Tofes and the Torif. So the Tofes is like the template of the star, the general stuff. And then, right, we're going back now, really, just to put it in context. We're going back over here now. We had a case of the star at the bottom. Man kamash v'le alahai star elove hukama. We had the case at the bottom. Rabbi Shashbag said, where ashnayim adukim b'shtar. If we go back quickly on Zayin Amud Aleph, the third very wide lines at the end of the line, it's ashnayim adukim b'shtar mal v'me shelihu v'nafal v'meni v'mitziyotah v'liz lo v'amar shelchahu. So the mal v'n elove are arguing who does the star belong to. And the mal v'n says, it's my star and you haven't paid me. And the love says, no, it's your star. I gave back to you because I paid you. Okay, or you gave it to me, and it comes along over here. Rabbi Lada says, "What's that machlok talking about? When they're both holding by the tofes, or they're both holding the torif? When they're both, in other words, they're both arguing over holding the same part of the star. But if one's holding the tofes, which is the template, and one's holding the torif, which is like all the details, they don't tell tofes, they don't tell torif. Then they split up the two. They tear the star in half, and he gets the tofes, he gets the torif. Now we'll see in a moment that." It's very intricate details of star here, which I don't want to go into, but it seems over here that a star with a date on is more valuable than a star without a date. Because a star with a date on, you know exactly for what date it was. You can go after Karka Meshubedet, right? The guy owned land, and he had sold that land after your star, then essentially you've got first right on that land. If you haven't got the date on the star, very difficult to prove that, okay? Those are the details which we're looking at over here. So it says, in a tell to Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Olam Cholkin, you split it all the time. But didn't we say early on that you get up to where your hand is? So what Rabbi Yochanan say? That you split the star. The torif is actually in the middle. In other words, the tofes, there's a bit of details in the middle and neither of your hands have got there. So that's why I said you split the whole story. So I don't understand. Yachi Malimam. What's the chirush? What's the izachirush? Lo tricha de mikrav legabe dechad, because the torif is closer to one of them. So Mahu, the other we have thought, Amalei plug yachi. You split the whole thing. Kamash v'land. Amalei my chazit the palgarachi plug hachi. Says why would you tear it in that way? Split the star that you just get half, and bottom line, you go in your own direction. At the moment, it seems like we're splitting it in terms of money. But Amrav Achav Merdif to Ravina. Rabbi Lezer to Amar Zinotel Tovas Zinotel Torif Torif Malamalei. So what was Rabbi Eliezer all on about at the very beginning when we said over there that you take the Torah and you take the Tofes? So what's he going to do with it, with the Tofes, without the Torah? What, Bechilatura, Pitz, Lochitu, he needs to cover his jaw to keep his coffee warm? He says, Amalei, the Dmeina, the money. The Amar, Achi, Shtar, Edid, Bezman, Kamasha, we see how much the star that's got the date on it worth. Remember, like I said, it's got extra protection, a date, because it will allow you to do more things with it. With the late base man coming, how much shavi, how much is that worth? So that's what you want to say. You, basically, if you split it in two, your star's going to be worth less. Like I said, honestly, there's obviously a lot missing here, which I'm not going to miss there. Because when I say shavi, it says, because the star that's God's man, gave me meshabda, you can claim from stuff which is meshubad. Like I said, like Lehem Shuri sold, for example, v'de'idach lo gav meshabda. So he says, yavi lei hayach debini binis. Therefore, split it in half and share the money. So I understand, v'yachloku nami da'amar lidmei. But when we said yachloku, so what are you telling me over here? Now, Mishnah, we said about Yachloku. Everything was about Yachloku. It was about money. Do you think that this is the Chirush, but the money? But our whole Mishnah is discussing money. Gemara goes back down and says, when we said in our Mishnah as well, there's time Ochsin Betalis, you don't actually tear the Talis. You share the Talis. Otherwise, what's half a garment worth to you? So you'll get half a jacket. We need half a jacket. Gemara said, no, look, Ashton Akashi, we don't have to say that our Mishnah is discussing money. And this stark issue could be a chilush. Now, Mishnah could be discussing actually tearing it off. Why? The chazir lektanim, children. So you don't say, anachinam, you tear a jacket in half, it's not good for an adult, but a kid can wear it. Right? Look at Rashi, the chazir, no, that's not Rashi over here. Because I don't understand, talit muzhevet. We saw yesterday that Rabbi said if it was gold, if it was gold strands in it, cholkin. Well, achinam, the palgalei. Half so, you think you're going to tear that in half, cut it in half, you're going to lose it. You might say, no, look, Asher, t'chaz lebnei melachim. You could cut it in half, and it's good for princes. Lebanim ktanim, Rashi says, t'chaz lebnei melachim. Like people, I suppose, who are usually rich and used to wearing expensive garments, the kids will wear this jacket that's got half a gold thread running through it, or half a garment with a gold thread running through it. We could still say it's presently money. We say, Gemara carries on asking questions, right? And says, they were riding an animal. What do you think? They cut the animal in half? Half sedura, they killed the animal. What are you talking about? He says, look, you know what? When you tell me they want to kill that, maybe they cut the animal in half. Bishlom, tahori, chachazelik basar. If they're riding on a cow, maybe they killed the cow and they shared the meat. Right? But they're riding on a horse. Half sedura. Then what do you mean? It must be a demand. Must have put the money in got the money. Hachinami, so in our case of the star. We must be speaking about the May. We split the money in half. The bottom line, the Gemara seems to want to prefer that we're talking about over here. Whenever we say Shtaim Ochim Talis Cholkin, you don't actually cut the garment in half, but you Cholkin, you measure how much, like if they were, if, like we saw Adukin yesterday, we say wherever his hand was and the balance you split. So all this would be a monetary sort of adjustment, and we would do it, and we'd calculate it accordingly. So now comes along Rabbi Baruch Chama. There's one part of this Gemara. I mean, I hope only one, which I'm 100% sure about. I might need a bit of help here. But Rabbi Baruch Chama. Rabbi Baruch Chama says, from this we can learn. What do we learn? He wants to say a klal, right? Well, what's the principle up until now? Look at the very first lines of Rashi, the Zot Omer, before we actually read in the Gemara. It says, Diktani Shnayim Shehigbiu Metzia Kena'u V'yachloku. Right? We saw in the Mishnah that when they grabbed it, what do we explain? We said our Mishnah is discussing two situations, right? A metzia and mekach or memkar. Correct? Well, we had two examples in which we concluded that the one was that the guy they found it on the floor was hefka and they picked it up. So now what's the story? Both of us were running in the area, we saw something, and at the same time, more or less, we picked it up together. And now we both picked it up, and we said in the end, what was the halacha of Maser and Mishnah? Nishba'in v'cholkin, correct? Make a shvua and we split. So what does it mean, nishpa'in v'cholkin? Right? Because at the end of the day, we're concluding that it's both of ours. That I was kone my half and you were kone your half. Why making a shvua? Rabbi Yochanan said, the others are the Rabbanan. We don't guys just walking along into the street and talk kef his friend and take whatever he's got. They would make a shvua to give it severity of some kind. But really, there's a massive kinyan here. I'm kone and you kone. So from this, Rabbi Baruch Chama wants to say as follows. He says, Zot omeret. From here we can learn, like a cloud. Hamagbia metzia lachaveiro, kana chaveiro. If you picked up something for your friend, it's his. But you can do a massive kinyan, you can find something in Hefka. And when you lift it up for your friend, and you're actually doing the Maaseh Kinyan. He doesn't have to do the Maaseh Kinyan himself. You can do the Maaseh Kinyan for him. Where does he get this from? If you're going to tell me that it wasn't a Maaseh Kinyan for his Chavero, then we'd have to look, very creative this, we'd have to regard the case in the Mishnah when these guys picked up this lost item. They neither ended a Maaseh Kinyan. We both picked it up together. And for all intents and purposes, if we're not going to say that when I picked it up, I'm doing you being kone, when you pick it up, I'm being kone, then really it's as if none of us picked it up. And there was no kinyan over here. And then how do we ever get to the situation where Nishba Bachokin and I go my way, you go your way? And I don't know why he says it, because I would have thought I did a Maaseh Kinyan on my half, and you did a Maaseh Kinyan on your half. What is my picking up going to do with your kinyan, correct? I did a Maaseh Kinyan, why are we splitting it? Because I picked up half, and you picked up half, and therefore on your half it's yours, and on my half it's yours. He seems to imply from this that when I picked up, you were corny, when you picked up, I was corny, that either of us could maknef for the other person, do a Maaseh Kinyan on the other person. El alav shma mina ha-makbiya metzir ha-chavero kana chavero. Now, Rav is not so excited about that. So, Rav, Rav is saying, what are you talking about? How do you prove that? Look at Rashi. The second round of Rashi. The guy left it up, didn't expect anything. But time on a coming, we'll see in Daf Yud, in two Daf time, to have a tofes lebal chov. But, you know, it's probably worth looking at. And it doesn't matter. We'll get there. But Rav is not so convinced. So Rav says, so how come here in our case in the Mishnah on Daf Bet, when I picked it up, you were corny? He says, Vahacha, here it's a little bit different. I'm back in the Gemara, because Rashi paraphrases the Gemara. He says, this is why it works. Because I was being mezakeh to me, I'm also able to be mezakeh to you. And you being mezakeh to you, you being mezakeh to me. So it's not that I can just pick up something and mezakeh you. The only reason I can be mezakeh you over here is I was being mezakeh to myself as well. So if I'm doing a Maaseh Kinyan, I can also help you to do a Maaseh Kinyan. If you're doing a Maaseh Kinyan, you can help me to do a Maaseh Kinyan. That's why it works over here. When you picked up the whole thing, even though I was hanging on to the other side, the fact that you were holding a bit of it, you were mezakeh to yourself, you were mezakeh to me, and vice versa. So that's what he says. And he says, Teda. And Rav says over here, be aware, no. And Rashi says, yeah, da'afilu amar lo kana chavero, eched dehigbiya kula ledat chavero. Even if you want to say that where I picked up the whole thing for you, I wasn't makne you, my friend. Hachehya dehigbiya la'atzmo ule chavero. Here, because Rashi, I picked it up for me and you, right? There's the migo that I'm zaki for me, I'm zaki for you as well. Very, very fine argument here. You with me? Which Rabbi Bracham is saying, I can be pick up something for you without having to want to coin it for myself on the way. And Rabbi says, no. The only reason I can coin something for you is I'm coining it for myself as well. And the fact that I can coin it for myself, I'm coining it for you as well. If I'm not coining it for myself, I can't just pick up something and say, this is you. I'm picking this up for Robert. And he says, how do we know that? He says, Tedai says, Shilah Malu Shlucho Tseva Genovli, if I send a Shaliach to go and steal something for you, Veganav, and he stole it, you patur from Geneva. Why? Now Rashi tells us why. We know why. We learned about becoming. Why are you patur? No, why are you patur? Ain Shaliach.
Ain Shulach
Advar Veira. Right? So he says, Veshutafin, however, but this is where his point really comes from, but partners, Shutafin Sheganvu, Chayavin. Even if one partner, Rashi, ilu shutafim sheganvu, ha'echad hotziya mishut baali medato ledat chaveru, amrina bebabakama, the chayvina. But there on the ayin chayvina bebabakama, but on the other hand, if a partner steals for him and his partner, there the partner is a chayv. And the partner didn't do anything. And then shlech davar avera. So why am I chayv, my partner stole? Okay, not my partner, I don't have partners to steal. Somebody's partner stole. Why? He says, my timer, lav mishum damrina, says Rav, mi god zaki de nafshe, zaki na mi lechavre, shma mina. So Rav was very excited. He says, that's the proof. When I was a partner with somebody and I stole, and he knew I was going to steal, even though I'm acting in the sense of his shaliach, why is he also chayev? Because the fact that I was zaki to me through the gneva, I'm also mizaki him because we're partners. And that's why you could only be mizaki somebody else if you also mizdake at the same time. And therefore, says Rava, you can't send a ganef to go and steal for you, because the ganef he's stealing for you, he's not stealing for himself. So because he wasn't zoche himself, he can't mezake you. See that? It's a nice spin on the idea of ancient shaliach davar aveira. It's like the other side of the coin. On the one hand, we say, I can't send to my shaliach, but he can't even become my shaliach, because in order to become my shaliach, he had to be koneh it for himself as well. And he isn't. He's only koneh it for me. So if he isn't calling it for me, he's calling it for myself. But a big question about how do you send a shaliach to make kiddushim with a woman? I don't know. Right? Because he's got no kavona to do kiddushim for himself. He's only doing kiddushim for you. So maybe kiddushim isn't a proper maaseh kinyan. I don't know. Maybe it's a separate din in Kiddushin. But it opens up a whole can of worms of shlichut, right? Yeah,
it's a question of Aveira, yeah, with the Kiddushin.
Doesn't matter. We're just using an Aveira because we're saying, we thought up until now that the reason why ancient Shliach Davar Aveira, because you got, God can't do an Aveira, because Rashi even pointed out, there's the case of the Rav and the Talmud, right? Where's the Rashi? No, no, no. There's a Rashi says over here. Well, I think it was a Rashi. We quotes over there with a case of a Shliach Davar Aveira. We've got the Rav and the Talmud. Who's going to listen to? You listen to the Rav or the Talmud? You listen to the Rav. Who's the Rav? Hashem. Right? Patur. Amashach Patur B'shalom Gavod the Kamadan Rosh Yach Davar Aveira. Yichai V'shalcho El Shliach. The Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. Who do you listen to? To Hashem who says, Lord Tignov? Or to the guy who's telling you, go steal for me? So that's how we understood Davar Aveira. But Rav comes and adds a flip side to the Davar, to the Shliach, why the Shlichut with Aveira won't work. Because he can't connect for you. That's why you Patur. There could never be gneiva for you. Because in order for a person to connect for you, he had to connect for himself as well. And he didn't have intention to connect for himself. He only had intention to steal it for you. So if he couldn't steal it for you, if he wasn't stealing it for himself, only stealing it for you, then he wasn't connect for you, then he wasn't connect for himself, he wasn't connect for you either. That's like another understanding, a deep understanding maybe of Ein Shaliach Davar Aveira. Everybody got me? Am I talking nonsense or does it make sense? I don't know. I'm not sure, so if I'm talking nonsense, it makes sense, huh? Okay, so...
I'm not sure I understand. We're saying that if two people hold arguing about a baguette, and the only reason the other person can has a claim is because you've got a claim on it as well.
Right, that's
you,
what...
That's don't want his claim.
That's what Rava says. Rava says that because you were cornered for yourself, he's cornered for himself. If you aren't cornered for himself, he's not cornered for you. That's what he says. Otherwise, as if it wasn't picked up off the ground, if there wasn't a master kinyan done over here, and none of you got a claim to it. But look over here, Rava carries on. He says, Amar Rava, Hashta. So the Bach changes these few words. The Amrinan, the Amre, the Amrinan. He says, now, the Amre that we say, if we accept this, the Amrinan that we say, Migo. Right? Hachi, the Amre, Rashi Saviyah, the Zakar, the Nafshay. Now we're talking about that you are mezakeh to yourself, mezokeh yourself, therefore you mezakeh somebody else. So now we can understand, or we've got a question. A cheresh v'pikeach, she'gbiyo metzia. So what if it's a cheresh and a pikeach? A b'defka, a mute, who hasn't got da'at, right? I'm talking about a mute who hasn't got da'at, and therefore there's no ma'aseh kinyan for a mute. And you, two people, a ben da'at and a guy who's chaseh da'at, pick up the object at the same time. Mitoch she'kan a cheresh, kan a pikeach. He says, well, you're going to tell me now that because the Cheresh picked it up, the Pikach is Zoche as well? He says, I don't understand. The other way around it would work. Bishlam Cheresh Kana, if you're going to tell me that the Cheresh was Kone, the Kemagbele Ben Da'at, that would work because I was Kone and I have got Da'at to Zoche, Mazaki to myself. Therefore, I can Mazaki him and therefore he was Kone. But the Pikach, but my Kana, but how did the Pikach get it? If you're telling me we're dependent on the one guy being Zoche to Mazaki, the other one, the Cheresh has got no Da'at to be Zoche. So how was our Kornet we picked up at the same times? Ela'im ha'cheresh kana, pikeach lo kana. So therefore, Gemara concludes that no, it's like a bit of a kashi on Rava, that the cheresh, not the ones I understand, you know, my migo, where's the migo here? Because you said Rava, that I'm Rava Hashta, da'amrin and migo, so therefore the cheresh was Kornet, but the cheresh isn't Kornet. The cheresh is only Kornet because I was Kornet. How am I Kornet? Oh, you said, I'm not Kornet, but I'm not Kornet, then where's the migo? It's a one-way migo. So he says, no, migo de shnei cherishin ba'amakanu. He says, because two cherishim would kone. Chachamim metaken that if cherishim, they can make a ma'aseh kinyan. Why? So that they aren't going to have a machloket and so that they were excluded. So Chachamim had a ta'ken that with the Rabbanan, they were also kone. So the migo, because if it was two cherish picked up, they'd be kone. Therefore, so too, yeah, when the cherish is out, he's also kone. So therefore, hi nami kani. Was what? Hi, my. How you conclude? How you comprehend it at all? Im timtzi lomar hamagbia metziel chavero kana chavero. If you're going to tell me that one guy picks it up, right? So we're assuming now. I'm assuming that's why I'm a little bit confused. That I think we're talking about a cheresh and a pikeach together. Hamagbia metziel chavero kana chavero. Right? When hani mili hechad the kemagbele adat de chaver. When he had dat, aval ha adat didei kemagbele. Ihulo kain lachina mikni. But over here now, when we've got the cheresh when he picked it up. So he wasn't connected to himself. How? Because he hasn't got da'at to connect. How could he maknet to you? אלא אם מתוך שלא קנה פיקח, לא קנה חרש. So maybe now because the פיקח wasn't קונה, she was a חרש, because I need him to מקנה me and I'm being מקנה him. Neither of us are being able to מקנה one another because the חרש hasn't got that to קונה it for himself. So one says, וחיתה במה שניים משתי חרשים. Now, how is it different to normal case of two חרשים where there would be a מעשה קניין? חתם תקינו להו רבנן דלא אתי לאנצויה. There, חמם מתקן, like I said, a special תקנה that they wouldn't come to have מחלוקת. אבל אחרי, here we're going to say, פיקח לא קני, אנא אקני. If the פיקח wasn't קונה, the חרש wouldn't have a problem not being able to be מקנה, because he go קונה, because he said, well, if the פיקח wasn't קונה it, so how can I come have a תיינה? I'm also obviously not קונה. Because yeah, the חרש wouldn't have a תיינה, where he would normally have, if two בני דעת were קונה, so two חרש would also want to be קונה. But if the Bardat Aviyah is not going to be Kone, the Chesh would have a Taina either. Okay, I said, this is a little bit Sugi Aviyah, a little bit gray for me, to be honest. But let's go on. So Amale Rav Acher Bereid, Rav Adil Rav Ashi. So this Diyuk, Rav Racham Miyach, where did Rav Racham get this Diyuk from when he wanted to say, Zot Tomet Amabiyah Metzir Lechavero, Kana Chavero? Where did he get this from? In other words, how did he learn it? Where did it come from? So he says, so now we're trying to work out that it must be right to our Mishnah, because he said over there in Rachama, he said, Amar Rav Racham, Zot Omer, HaMagbiyah Metzir Lechaver. Rashi explained, that Zot Omer, Matnitin Diktani, Shnaim Shekbiyu Metzir. Rashi referred us straight away to our Mishnah. So we're in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about a couple of stages. It's actually worthwhile taking a moment and looking in our Mishnah for a second. Our Mishnah spoke about, first it said, Shnaim Ochsim Zomer Ani Metzati, I found it. Then we had, well, it says, Zekula Sheli, it's Oman, and we said there was Mekach or Memkar. Then we said, Zeshva Shana Pachot Mechel, Zeshva Shana Pachot Mechel. Then we said, Zeh Omer Kula Sheli, Zeh Omer Chetiashli, one says Oman, one says any half of it's mine. Now, Omer Kula Sheli, the God makes it Oman, so makes a Shvul, he hasn't got less than half, or three quarters, three parts, and the one that says half is mine, he's got less than one part. Then we said, split it, right? Then we're like, Shlam, are you Rochman al Gabahem, a two riding an animal? And one was riding, one was Shnayim Rochvin al Gabay Behema, or one was riding, one was walking. So we had like quite a lot of five cases in our Mishnah, right, of what to of in a situation where people were arguing over what they've got. So the Gemara tries to work out now where in the Mishnah did Rami Barachama learn this cloud that he's saying, this derivative of his, that Zilmer Chetiashli Vazilmer Chetiashli, that they were kone, that the one was kone for the other. So that's a Gemara's question. Mihaicha. Inamimi Reisha. If you're going to tell me from the beginning of the Mishnah, Shtayim Ochsim Batalit, they were grabbing the Tazhatam, Hai Kama Kula Shali, but what can it be? Because each one's saying it's mine. Va'ana Agbata Kula, and each one's saying, I did a full Hagba'a. Va'hai Amar Kula Shali, Va'ana Agbata Kula, and I did a full Hagba'a. Neither of them are thinking even that when they did a Masa Hagba'a, Masa King, they had the other guy in mind. They all say, I did it, you did nothing. Who are you? Go away. I picked the whole thing up. So it can't be that from there, Abraham is learning that when I picked up for me, I also had my friend in mind. Elamiha, maybe for the next part of the Mishnah, Diktani, Zeo Meir Kulashli, Zeo Meir Kulashli. Why did we need it? The Mishnah, the Gemara says, one second. What Chidush is there when we said, Zeo Meir Ani Metzatia, Zeo Meir Ani Metzatia? I found it, and like I said, I found it. It's clear there already that each one's saying, I found it entirely when I picked it, it was all mine. So what do I need the second line in the Mishnah saying, this one says it's mine, this one says it's mine. It's obvious when the guy says, I found it, that means it's mine. So there must be Elamim Mishnah Yetaira. From the fact the Mishnah was a bit redundant there, Rashi says, we Mishnah Yetaira. Amiran da magbiya metziya, u mishumachi amiran yachloku, da amiran shnei amikbihu, אבל כל אחד מקביה מציע זו ולחברו וכאן ידי משום דלא ידינה נהי מנה משקר אבל מאמון המותר בספק וכל משוע we would be able to do it that could really learn from the beginning. In other words, if the second part of the Mishnah was teaching us what we didn't know, we really learned it from the first part of the Mishnah. So שמע מנה מקביה ממציע לחברו כאן החברו. That's what Rabbi Rachman wants to learn from, that the second case of the Mishnah is redundant to tell me, even if it was only I'm picking up any half and you picking up any half and we had kavona, we would be calling it, most I don't understand, but that's not true, because how can we learned. Right, the Gemara says what we said just now on Daf Bet, that Reisha v'Metzia v'Sefer Mekach u'Memkar. Ela, it's not redundant. It was to teach us two different scenarios. Scenario one was when we found it, and scenario one was when we bought it. But we don't know who bought it, remember? So it's not Ela Misef, it must be on the third part of the Mishnah. Zeh Omer Kula Sheli, Zeh Omer Kula Sheli, Hatu Lameli, What's the third part of the Mishnah telling me? So that we can learn from Kula Shili. But what's the Mishnah Teira? We might have a Metziah deal with Mekachu Memkar. But then the Mishnah says, wait a second, we've got two cases. We've got Metziah and Mekachu Memkar. But why Metziah? Maybe in the first place and the second place, he teaches us completely different things. What's the chidush? She says, no, really, it's all a ruse. Because we're trying to convert a situation where we don't want the guy to think that if he said he only found it, but if he said he bought it, or if he said, I'm not sure, it's all mine, we wouldn't have to make a shvua. So therefore, he said only half. If he said half is mine, if he made a shvua, he'd say all of it's mine. Elamiha, so we still don't know where Rabbi Yochanan comes from. It's not from here. Hayush, Naim, Rochvin, Al-Gabahem. It's the third case in the Mishnah. It's actually the fourth case. Right? We're going to go backwards in a moment. They were riding on an animal together. What do we need that case for? Hatulamini, why do we need that? Elamishnah, that's redundant. Shvamina, I'm going to say the chaveru, kenu chaveru. I don't understand. But deal mahakam mashal. Maybe it's just telling us a simple case of the rochev dami kana pshat. It's not redundant at all that we could learn from there that each one's corner for the other. But really, that case is to tell us that even a guy riding on an animal is corner. Look at Rashi. The rochev kaniv afagav de lo meshichehi she'en a zaz bim komash en maniga baraglav. Maybe the big chiddush of the Mishnah was, we might have thought that when do you corner an animal, if you actually make an animal move. But yeah, you aren't doing anything. You're sitting on the animal. You still corner it. So it's not a redundant Mishnah to learn from there anything else of some derivative of I had kavona where I might be it for somebody else. So the Gemara says, you're right. It must be from the Sefer. What's the Sefer? Bismancha and Modin. That was the end of the Mishnah said when they admit. Or sheshlim out of the Adim, cholkin below shvua. Then they be cholek below shvua, b'mai. So what are we speaking? What scenario are we speaking about? Mekach memkar tzichel meima. If it's a mekach memkar and the Adim there, or they admit it, is any chidush? It's pashut. Elav, we're talking about a metzia. And the Mishnah tells us when there's a metzia, right, look at Rashi, elav a metzia, the second last, v'tzichel ha-shminan she'ein acher yachol le'chotfa. Neither of them can grab it from the other. The magbia mitzir chaver or kana chaver. Why can't we grab it now? In other words, what is the basis over here for understanding that if they acknowledge it or they aid him, that neither of them can grab it from the other? Because when he lifted up in the first place, he was makdeh for his chaver. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure why Rabbi Chama has to say all of this. I'm not sure where he's going with it. Ushma minang magbia mitzir chaver or kana chaver. So the Gemara concludes that that's the source of Rabbi Chama. The fact that the Mishnah is telling us that with this Metziah, Kami Mekach or Menkach, because that's obvious, but with the Metziah, if they admit that both of them found it at the same time, or if they're aiding who say both of them found it at the same time, there's no Shvuah and they split it. Why are they splitting without a Shvuah? Because Pashut, that when each one picked up, he was Kone for himself for the one half and Kone for the other guy, the other half. And therefore, when you Kone for somebody else, you could be Makne him, even if he didn't pick it up, because otherwise, if the other half was just left standing there, but I acknowledge that it's yours because I picked it up for you at the same time.
Aaron, did we learn a few times that you can do, if you do something good for somebody else, they...
That's ain't chavin l'adam sobefanav and mezakin l'adam sobefanav. Right, that's what we learned. Zakin l'adam sobefanav. That's what we learned. That's why you can do kiddushi for somebody, you can't give a get without their permission.
No, that could right? be Lord. Isn't so, that related to this?
So you want to say that is being makne something for somebody else. And here we say that you call me makne for somebody else.
This could be the reason.
But then we don't need the migo. So that would be Rabbi Bar Chama then. And then that would be...
Why don't they mention reference?
No, I think it's a good point. But I'm saying that could maybe be the machloke between Rava and Rabbi Bar Chama. When Rabbi Bar Chama is saying that you don't need to, I've all the time, actually, I've maybe been explaining it wrong now that you think about it. I've been saying all the time that you corner for yourself and corner for him. That's Rava, not Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama is saying you actually have to corner for yourself. You can just corner for him directly and it's his. And you say the reason why we can do it is because Zakin Adam Shlomofana. Except yeah, the guy's in front of you, but it doesn't matter. It's the same sort of idea, right? Maybe. And maybe that's why Rava is saying that it wouldn't work over here. You have to also be corner for yourself. Maybe. Good point, don't know. And that's what the Gemara says. But Rava Amar, Lach, Migor Zakinav, Shainami Zakin Echavrei. Look at Rashi, the last line of Rashi over here. Rava Amar, Lach, Ba'al Mahechad Lo Nikavin HaMakbir, Lezikot Ba'al Lo Kana Chaveru. ומשתי יתר לבניתי נשווינן, המקביה מציע זו לחברו, כנף חברו, זה ביקור, זה זק כנף שהביא, זה זק כנף חברו. So Rav is consistent, Rav said, even though you might have the source in the Mishnah, it doesn't matter, the only reason why it works in the Mishnah is because you were calling it for yourself as well. So you ask the question, what about zak in the Adam Shal Befanav? Dana? You know what, that's a good question. I'll ask Rav Baruch, I'm sure he'll have an answer. Let's ask him, zak in the Adam... Log on tomorrow at 4 o'clock for the answer. Okay. Mm-hmm. There won't be a shiur tomorrow morning, right? Because it's a Jerusalem marathon, but there'll be a shiur 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, please God. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Amari Rabbi Yudah. So now, this is Rabbi Yosef says, Amari Rabbi Yudah said to me, Shma it minei demar Shmuel tati. I learned two things from Shmuel. Right? What are they? Rachuv manhig. If one guy's riding an animal, one guy's leading the animal, Chad kani v'chad lo kani v'lo yadana hai minai. One of them is kone, one isn't kone. I don't know which is which. Okay? I'm not sure which is which. Look at Rashi over here. Shalim min ha-shay, shnei dvarim din rachu v'din minai. V'chad amali kane v'chad amali lo kani v'lo yadana. Okay, Rashi is very similar to what the Pshat in the Gemara is, right? V'lo yadana hai minai. The Gemara says, no, so he says over here, I think the Gemara says, Echidami, what, let's try and, what are we talking about? Ilem rachu v'lechudei. If we talk about two separate scenarios, not that one guy's riding and one guy's pulling, but a case where a guy's riding on his own and a case where a guy's pulling anyone on his own. And in those scenarios, manig lechudei, says the Gemara, mi ikaman da amar lo, is anybody in the world who would say that if you're pulling an animal from the front, but that you aren't koneh? Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, right? He says, ina merachum lechudei. I skipped quite a few lines there into the narrow lines. Ha Meshicha is, that's Meshicha. Ubahema nikta Meshicha. We know all over Baba Kam already that how do you corner an animal by Meshicha? Umay tibai le Rabbi Yehuda. I vada amashmua bechad binayu delokani brachuvudaka amar. So what's Rabbi Yosef's kasha? I don't understand. What are we asking from him? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda said, Pashut, that if there's anybody who isn't corner, it must be the guy riding the animal. Because he obviously says you need Meshicha. She had to akor yad, very good, to get the animal to move its limbs. Okay, Kiddushin, not by Bekama. We're talking about Bekama as well. But in Kiddushin. So what? It can't be a Hava Amina there if it's only one. Ela iikalameimar delo kani rachuv udikrib. It must be the rachuv. Guy riding it. So that can't be the question. The question can't be when it's only one guy. Is it the guy riding it or is it the guy pulling it? The question must be, because that's partial to the guy pulling it is kone, and the guy riding it must be the one that Rav Yosef, told Rav Yosef, isn't kone. The question is, when there's a rider and a guy pulling it, there's one sitting on the horse and there's one walking in front of the horse. Like our Mishnah, remember our Mishnah said, there's one riding, one pulling, they split it, remember? He must be about that case. My rachuv adif, the hatafis bay. Maybe the guy riding it is preferable. He's the one, because he's holding on to the horse. He's the one sitting on the horse. Or dilma manig adif. Maybe the guy leading it is preferable. Why? Da azle machmatei. Because why is the animal moving? Animal moving because of him. Look at Rashi. Vehi agdola bekinyan. And that movement, says Rashi, that's a greater level of kinyan. That must be the question. But he's not sure. So I'm Rav Yosef. Amali Rav Yehuda, Nachzei Anan. So Rav Yehuda himself said to Rav Yosef, you know what, let us, you, me, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef together, let us delve into it and try to understand what the story is. Which is a greater Maaseh Kinyan here, the guy pulling it or the guy riding it? Look at Rashi over here. Nachzei Anan, Inlan, Itlan, Lemifshat Mishmaita, Demar Shmuel, Bahai Minai Amar. And we can learn it from Shmuel. How do we know what Shmuel says? Because Shmuel quotes a Mishnah over here, Mishnah in Kilayim, that says, Titan Hamanhig. Now, let's see, what's a Kilayim over here? The Rashi says, Beshor v'chamor. You can't allow to plow together with an ox and a donkey, right? Or work an ox and a donkey. The animals have to be the same. You can't, that's Kilayim. It's like you can't wear shatnez. You aren't allowed to farm, put a horse and a donkey, and a horse and a cow, whatever, a donkey and an ox together. Because ox is much stronger than a donkey. Isu Doraita, you get Malkut, correct? So over here, it's a love. He says, Ditnan hamanhig, that's why it's in Masechet Kilai there, right? Because not any shot, anything that goes together, it's mixed together. She says, over here, the Mishnah there says, hamanhig, if you're driving with an animal, with a donkey and a horse, and a bull or ox together, hamanhig sofeget arbim, who gets the malkot? The guy pulling the animal. Vayoshev v'karon sofeget arbaim. Tanakama says, both get arbaim. In other words, if both get arbaim, both of them are considered working in this erotic animal. In other words, according to Tanakama, who does the Maaseh Kinyan? According to Tanakama, both. Correct? Rabbi Meir Poter, and Rabbi Meir says, no, Patur. Why Patur Garashi? Kesavar, love midi avid. Rabbi Meir says, Tanakama says, Amanhik Sufet Arbaim, Vayoshev Vekros Vekarabim, Rabbi Meir Poter. Rabbi Meir Poter over here, obviously the guy who is Yoshev Vekaron, the last one. In other words, Amanhik Sufet Arbaim, Vayoshev Rabbi Meir Poter et the manhig, at the Yoshev. Sorry. I actually said it. Rabbi Meir Poter et the Yoshev Bakaron. Sorry. The Mishnah says straight up. And now what does Shmuel do? Udim apich Shmuel vetani. Shmuel says, no, it's not Rabbi Meir that's Poter. It's Chachamim Potrim et the Yoshev Bakaron. Right? Now look at Rashi. Udim apich Shmuel, Shma Minah, Sfil Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel says, Rachuv lav midi ma'asav. The guy riding it did nothing. Now, why did Shmuel have to change it to Chachamim and not Rabbi Meir? He says, "Mishum the Yachid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim." And since we know it's Malchut Tanakama, Chachamim and Rabim and a Yachid halacha is only k'Rabim. So, Tanakama here would be Dat Chachamim, and Rabbi Meir is the Dat Yachid. And because Shmuel wants the halacha to be like the Rabim, he changed it around and says, "It's Chachamim who say you patur." Right? So the halacha is, according to Shmuel, who's patur? The rochev is patur. The guy sitting in the karon, in the coach, is patur. And who gets all the malkot? The guy, the manhig. And the understanding of here is that the guy in the coach and the rider, rochev, is the same person. Okay? So therefore, Shma minar rachuv lechude lo kani. So the rachuv on his own is not kone. So the Rachuv on his own is not kone, the Choshe Keren Rachuv Makom Manig. Okay, so that's the answer. If the Rachuv on his own, the Garon on his own is not kone, then certainly if there's a Manig as well, he wouldn't be kone. And therefore, says Rav Yosef, we can determine, derive from the fact that Shmuel changed the Mishnah and said, no, it's not Rabbi Meir Patur, it's Chachamim Patur, Poter, that in our doubts of, yeah, who's who, it's clear that the manig is kone and not the thing. Now, on this subject over here of Rav Yosef saying Amar Rav Yosef, Amali Rav Yehuda, right? So that Rav Yosef quotes Rav Yehuda, Abaya, Amali Abaya Rav Yosef. He says, "How zimni tzagin?" I see it's pretty regular on frequent occasions. Amar tala nichze anan. You've used that term, you've used this proof of Nichz Anan, let us look at it. V'lo amratalan mishmei Rav Yehuda. You've never ever told us it was Rav Yehuda who told you that. I'm not sure if our bias is like having a little bit of a go at Rav Yosef, that up until now you've always told us as if it's your own limud, this Anan Nichzei. But now we see Nichz Anan is actually Rav Yehuda. So Amari Rav Yehuda says to him, Ibra. Yes, Rashi says, yeah, Ibra, emetu. Emet. Who amali nichze anan? Says emet, it's him. Who being over here, Rav Yosef. Amali nichze anan. V'zachur ani shamarti lo. I even remember when we were talking about it. Where I said to him, "Hechi tifshot marachum Yosef Bakaron." How do you solve this from Yosef Bakaron? I said to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yehuda, "How did you get this?" So he said, "No. I'm pretty sure I've always quoted it in the name of Rav Yosef, of Rav Yehuda." I said to him, "How did you solve this one?" Right? Say, right? Says, "Echi mar rachum Yosef." All right, Yosef. At the end of the day, lo tafis be Moshe. Yosef, lo tafis be Moshe. Rachuv nami tafis be Moshe. So he says, "You learning now." The parallel from we know now that the manhig is kone, but you learning it from the Mishnah in Kilayim, which speaks about a guy sitting in the karon, and my question to Rav Yosef to Rav Yehuda was, how did you derive that the guy sitting in the karon is the guy, like the guy riding the animal, because you're saying they're the same person. He said, I don't understand. Yoshev, the guy sitting in the Karon, Lo Tavis Moshe, right? He's not doing anything, just sitting in the Karon. Rachuv, on the other hand, is Tafis, was holding the reins. So watch of yourselves, Kasha, over here. They're not the same. The guy sitting in the back with his hands behind his head, reclining like this, you know, listening to music or eating popcorn. He's not doing anything. He's been taken along for a ride by the guy in the front, caused the animal to move. But a guy who's on a horse, riding a horse, isn't that a case of, that's not, can't exactly compare the two. Vamali, and he said to me, Rabbi Yehuda, no, he said, Rabbi Shmuel, Amit Tabayu, both of them agree, Moseira lo kani, holding the reins does nothing. Don't think that Moseira is calling it. You call it something by holding the reins. Just because you're sitting on an animal and you're holding the reins doesn't mean anything. That's the first way of learning it. The Gemara says, Ikat Amri, Amale Abai Rav Yosef, Asit Rav Yosef, Hechi Pashit Mar Rachum Yosef, Yosef Antos of Moseira, Rachum Tavis Vare. How did you learn that? He says it to Rav Yosef himself. How did you get it? Not any question about Rabbi Yehuda and the whole story. Just straightforward. How do you compare the two? The guy sitting on the horse, he's holding the reins. The guy in the carriage, he's holding the reins. Amale Achit Tana Idi. So he says, Idi taught this one. Rashi says, Idi is a Tana. Look at the second very wide lines at the bottom there. He says, Idi, Shaim Chacham. Or not a Tana, but a Chacham. He says, Hachi Tana, Idi learned in a writer, Moseira lo kani, that Moseira reins don't do anything. Ibn Ami, what's another limud of this version? Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Moseira, Mosira Michaveiro Kana. So he says, Mosira Michaveiro Kana. He wants to say over here that there's a difference. What's the immediate question? We've learned that if someone passes you the reins, okay, so someone's making a sign of having to pull. But that's if you've actually pulled the animal. We talk about if you haven't actually moved the animal, just I'm handing over the reins. The animal's still standing in the same place. So it's four legs, it hasn't moved, it's drinking out of the trough, and I give you the reins. Is that a Maaseh Kinyan? So according to this, not a Maaseh Kinyan. But he says, no. There is an Ikka de Amri over here, Amr Rav Huna, Moseira Michaveiro Kani. If one person who owns the animal gives the reins to another person, that would be a Maaseh Kinyan. When isn't it a Maaseh Kinyan? If it's from Hefka. If there's nobody to give it to you. Just the fact that you picked up the reins means nothing. That would be a Chakira over here in that. Right? But Metzia, Benichse Ager, Rashi is why Nichse Ager, because the Ager has got no owner. Look at Rashi. Benichse Ager Shemay, the guy who died. The ain lo Yoshi, got no Yoshi, got no nobody else. For Chola Kodem Benichsav Zachem, that's also like Hefka, right? So it says, Benichah lo Kani. So now the Gemara asks, what is this Lashon Moseira? What does this mean? Mahu Lashon Moseira, Rashi, she Moshino to Bole lo Kacho, you handed to somebody else with Iskone. What does it mean? Amrava Idi Asberili, Idi, the same is Idi, this Chacham again, Isbi Asber, explained to me. Ka Adam ha Moser Davar le Chavero. Like somebody who gives something to his friend, bishlom michaveiro kani, bishlom. Understand if it's from one friend to the other, one guy gives the other, it's kone. The kamasa lechavre, but elav metzia benisager. If he found something from Hefka, man kamasa ledeligni. Who gave him its kone? Well, then it wouldn't constitute any maase whatsoever. The gemara kashya v'yameti v'yushnaim rochvin al gabe behema. Right. This is basically like our Mishnah. Right. That's our Mishnah. Two were riding on the animal. Remember, our Mishnah started off on Daf Bet. Was it in our Mishnah or was it a Gemara there? I think it was our Mishnah, huh? Ayushnaim rochvin agabahem. Osha yachadu chevechad manhik. Right. Our Mishnah said, either two were riding the animal or one was riding, one was walking. Right. The Gemara quotes a kashya from our Mishnah. oh, that's my place. Sorry. Who's the Tana Mishnah? So Ila Rabbi Meir, Hashta Yoshev Kani, Rachuv Mibai. Remember, according to our Mishnah, the Rochev would be Kone, because we changed Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Remember, Rabbi Meir was the one who now says Yuchayev for Malkot sitting in the carriage. So the Gemara is asking, understand, if Rabbi Meir says just sitting, you were Kone, then Pashut. You were no chilish in the Mishnah to tell me that Rachuv you were kone, elav Rabbanan, it must be Rabbanan, Ushma Mina, Rachuv Kani. So it's a big kashya. We just said a moment ago that what did we learn? Idi told us when we said Ikad Amri and we had a whole different way of learning that Stam sitting in the Karon, you weren't kone, even though you're holding the reins. The Gemara says, no, why here are you kone? We're just sitting on Enemoch and Maskinan, but Manhig Barag Lav. What do you mean Manhig Barag Lav? If I understood this correctly, this is an unbelievable Gemara. I'll tell you why in a moment. Look at Rashi, when you were causing it to go with your legs. The Kanye b'meshicha sheboet ba'barag lav. Volechet machmach matok, k'der rochev susim. Rashi's saying, yeah, what does it mean? You weren't conning the animal because you were holding their stirrups. Because anybody who's ridden a horse ever will know, right? You give it like a bit of a kick in the side and the animal goes forward. And that was the Maaseh Kinyan, not the stirrups, by kicking it to go mass to go a bit forward. That was why you were falling. Okay, let's stop over here. I think it's a good place to stop. But I just want to say one thing with regards to riding, though. When you get to a certain level of riding, so you don't actually kick the horse. The riding is, you actually become almost in one. You get your breathing in rhythm with horse. It's quite amazing. You watch my son Yonatan has been riding like 15 years. When you watch a guy like this ride, so there's no kicking and there's no pulling. It's all the way you lean and the way you breathe is how you adjust the horse to move. It's a fascinating thing to see. I'm still recording. Oh, yeah. Okay, I want to stop that.